You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
On the line is Nick Costos, host of You Better You Bet and Odyssey Sports Betting Insider. Insider calls are presented by BetMGM. Make it legendary. Check the latest lines on the BetMGM app and catch You Better You Bet Wednesday from 3 to 7 p.m. Eastern and You Better You Bet countdown to kickoff on Sunday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., leading you right into kickup. And you can hear that on the BetMGM network right there on the Odyssey app. You're up, Nick.
Nick! What's going on, guys? How are we doing today?
We have elimination baseball in Cleveland for the second day in a row. That's how it's going.
Oh, and here in New York as well for the second day in a row with my New York Yankees.
So how about
that? Three elimination games in baseball. Thursday night football tonight, guys. It is why October is the best sports month of the year.
Let's start with baseball. Let's start it in our town. Who do you like today?
So I like the Guardians a little bit, but I think that it's a really interesting game. So at BetMGM, the Guards are -125 favorites. The Tigers at +105. The total of the game is 7. That's been bet down a little bit from 7.5 to 7. And I agree with that move. Now, if anyone out there listening, and this is a Cleveland audience, so the answer is probably going to be no. But if anyone out there had blind faith in the Tigers' bats being able to come alive, I do think that Detroit would be the bet in this game. Detroit has a more well-rested bullpen after the Guards have deployed their best relievers for the last couple days. Detroit, 2-for-23 in the series, obviously, with runners in scoring position. Couldn't get anyone home yesterday in game number 2. So, if you wanted to say, well, I think Detroit's bats are going to flip it on. I think they're going to get those hits in the big spots. Detroit's got, maybe you want to say they have the starting pitching advantage just because of Flaherty's postseason experience, but they have a more well-rested bullpen. Maybe that leads you to want to bet the Tigers. I am skeptical with the way Detroit ended the season to just say, well, I think in this critical spot on the road with the season on the line that the bats are just going to come to life here. So it's not a strong opinion. I'll be candid. I think both these teams stink. I'm not trying to be rude to the Cleveland fans.
Stink or stink offensively? Hey,
we've had a lot of conversations about bathing on this show.
Well, I'm not sure if they wear deodorant. I'm hoping they wear deodorants. But I think that Seattle will beat either of these teams in the next round. I don't think that's like a scorching hot take to say. Give me two teams that I don't think are great. One choke down the stretch. I'll bet the Guardians today to win game 3 and advance to the divisional series.
So there's always an adage in baseball when it comes to the postseason, Nick, of ball go far, team go far. It's been kicked around in the analytics community for a long time. Has that found its way into the betting market? Is that something you maybe look at when trying to pick winners?
You like broke up in my headset a little bit. Can you say that one more time?
Sorry, there's an adage that's gone around in baseball analytics for a long time of ball go far, team go far. Is that something that you've seen as well in the betting markets? Do you look for that kind of thing?
Well, I would say that maybe the opposite as far as betting baseball is concerned in the postseason. And look, my favorite team has been an example of this so many times over the past, since they won the World Series, the Yankees did in 2009, where they construct these teams that don't play small ball and can't really drive runs in unless it's via the home run. And that's all well and good when you're beating up on the dregs of the American League or the National League in the regular season. And it gets you to high 80s, in the 90s, maybe even low 100s in the winter. win column. But then when you get to the postseason and you're facing the best pitchers and all those bad teams are not in the postseason and the worst pitchers aren't in the postseason or they're not pitching for their teams, they've got better options, then I think that that well can kind of dry up a little bit. So look, obviously, if you knew a team was going to hit a bunch of home runs, you'd want to bet them in a postseason game. But I'm always weary of that. And maybe that's my Yankee fandom bias coming through a little bit, where I've seen this so many times where the Yankees hit a billion home runs in the regular season and then the postseason rolls around and the bats go silent and they end up losing games. So I really think that like pitching, defense, small ball matters way more in the postseason. And just to carry that over to another game today, I do like the Cubs in their elimination game against the Padres today. Even with Jameson Taillon, whom I don't love, pitching against Yu Darvish, the Cubs are a way better defensive team and a way better base running team than the Padres. So maybe if you said the game was in San Diego, you'd like the Padres a little bit. The game is in Wrigley, and I think the Cubs do the little things way better. So I do like the Cubs to win that series in advance to the NLDS.
Nick Costos joining us, our Odyssey Sports Betting Insider. How about your Yankees? And if they don't get it done against Boston, is Aaron Boone looking for work?
Well, I know, because I think I call them Supreme Court Justice Cashman and Boone. They have the job until death, unfortunately, because I don't know. I don't know what other reason there'd be why they're still employed. Boone's been the manager since 2018, haven't won a championship, got to the World Series in lucky fashion last year, and look, like, we can all be honest, right? Like, my Yankees beat your Guardians in the ALCS last year. Like, neither team was really great, and the Dodgers wiped the Yankees off the face of the earth. So I think Boone would come back, even if the Yankees lost this game. They've kind of, like, beaten me down and broken my spirit. If George were still alive, he would have fired these two clowns years ago. So I do think that they'll come back. I think the betting market is correct in this game. The Yankees are a -160 favorite at BetMGM. I really think that's fair. Cam Schlittler is pitching for the Yankees. Don't say that name five times fast, but he was great in his rookie season for the Yankees, and I think he's someone that you can trust. The Red Sox will be starting a pitcher today named Connelly Early, who has made almost no starts in his major league career, is a rookie. Now, he's got great stuff, so he's a really, really good pitcher, but this is a tough spot where the Yankees absolutely destroy lefties. So the Yankees should, in theory, be able to get to Early and take a lead in this game, and then hopefully Schlittler goes deep and the Yankees don't have to lean on this bullpen that's been taxed in terms of the best relievers used the last couple days. So I think pregame, this betting market is fair. What I will say is that if the Red Sox get out to a lead early in this game, if they get to Schlittler early, and Early, the pitcher on the Red Sox, if he's looking good, Boston's bullpen is way more well-rested than the Yankees' bullpen. Now, they might not have Garrett Whitlock, who's their setup guy. He threw 41 pitches last night and took the loss. But they'll have Aroldis Chapman available probably for multiple innings in this game. They'll have their other relievers available for multiple innings in this game. So if the Red Sox jump out to a lead, I think the Yankees are going to be in trouble. So pregame, no bet for me. I think if you wanted to bet this game live and Boston leads early, I would look to take a stab, actually, with the Boston Red Sox. It pains me to say that. The Yankees should win the game. I'm skeptical that they will.
Okay.
Nick Costos joining us, Odyssey Sports Betting Insider. All right, let's head to the football side of things. The Browns announced they are making a change to rookie quarterback Dylan Gabriel, and the betting markets didn't move.
Yep,
what does that tell us?
Yeah, well, it tells you that that Joe Flacco has been atrocious as the Browns quarterback. And it's not just, look, it's not his fault entirely. I think some of it is his fault, but some of it is like the way that they're calling this offense. And I don't even mean that as an insult. So think about this, right? And you guys and your fans of the show, like, you guys watch the Browns games. So as the Browns are trailing big at the end of the Lions game last week, they're not spreading the field with four receivers and throwing the ball on every play. Like, they're still lining up in 12 personnel and running the ball with Quinshon Judkins, which I think gives you a kind of hint as to what this offense is going to be like with Dylan Gabriel, and then probably eventually later this season, you would think Shedeur Sanders is going to get his chance to play. Like, the Browns are going to play 12 personnel. They're going to have multiple tight ends on the field. They're going to run the ball a ton. Even when they're losing, they're going to run the ball a ton. And I think they're going to try and limit the variance on offense. And I actually think that's really smart from Kevin Stefanski. So the betting market not moving tells you that bettors see no difference between Joe Flacco and Dylan Gabriel, and maybe Gabriel gives you more escapability, obviously, than the statuesque Joe Flacco. Now, from open guys, this opened Minnesota -4.5. We are now at Vikings -3.5. So the Browns have been the preferred betting side this week, and that has nothing to do with Dylan Gabriel on the offense, and it has everything to do with the injured state of this Minnesota Vikings offensive line, which could be down. Now, it's Thursday morning, right? So we'll see what the injury report has to hold. Could be down 3 starters this week. And we saw what it looked like.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Last week against Pittsburgh's front, where Carson Wentz is under siege the entire game, and they had that late game comeback, but the Steelers authentically won that game, and I don't think the Steelers' defense is as good as Cleveland's defense. So I actually did, guys, I bet Cleveland +4.5 earlier in the week. I think Cleveland +3.5 is still pretty good. I would not be shocked if the Browns won this game this weekend. But again, just to go back to something I told you guys before week one, that this season should be judged based on how the young players perform. It looks like they are all good. Like, all of them look like they're pretty good. Mason Graham, Schwesinger, Harold Fannin, Isaiah Bond. This looks like an absolute home run for Andrew Berry and Kevin Stefanski and the Browns as far as the young players go. So we'll see how the rest of the season is in terms of wins and losses. But you get your starting quarterback in next year's draft for 2026, and you move forward. I think the future's bright right now for the Cleveland Browns.
Nick, this game's in London. What do the international games, what impact does that have on the betting lines?
I would say not much, unless you know that the field is going to be a disaster, like it was like last year in Brazil in week one with the Eagles and the Packers, where the players were sliding all over the place. And to be fair, like, we did see that a little bit last week in the Dublin game, where Justin Jefferson slipped a couple times, where that could have negated some longer gains for him. Now, we've seen way more London games, obviously, so you would think that everything will kind of be good enough this week. I really don't think it has anything to do with anything as far as this matchup is concerned. So, you know, Browns at more than a field goal, I think it's a low-scoring game, and I think the Browns can keep this one relatively close.
Always a pleasure, my friend.
You got it. Wishing everyone minimal sweats, winning bets, the absolute very best of luck. Let's go, Guardians.
You're going to have a rookie quarterback, and then they clearly, Kevin Stefanski said that Joe Flacco is the backup quarterback. And Kevin was asked, follow-up, why is Joe your starting quarterback and not Shedeur Sanders? And he said, Joe is our backup quarterback. He left it at that.
Yep.
So then yesterday in the locker room.
Which I'm good with. It's all that needed to be said. There was no need to say anything more than that statement.
Yeah, I would agree with that. And in this situation, where if something happens in game to Dylan Gabriel, I would play Joe Flacco. I get it. I also said yesterday that if for whatever reason they decided they needed to have another starting quarterback this year, in other words, if Gabriel plays and doesn't play well, or if Dylan gets hurt and has to miss time and you know it and you have time to prepare, I would start Shedeur Sanders. Might as well see him at this point, because I've seen Joe Flacco now for four games and I'm not impressed with the offense.
If Gabriel gets hurt, I want to see Flacco. If you have a full week and for some reason Dylan Gabriel comes out and makes a mess of it all,
or hurts his ankle or whatever,
then
might as well, right?
Sure.
The only problem here to me, and I do think this is a problem, and I'll give you the reasons for the problem. Shedeur Sanders was approached by the media yesterday. Now, Shedeur has become this figure throughout the country as the Browns are mishandling him. He should have been a first-round pick, which is loony because everybody had a chance to take him in the first round or the second or the third or the fourth, and they didn't. And so leave that at the curb. My hope is the guy gets a chance to play at some point and is phenomenal. That'd be great.
Of course.
But let's check all the fandom at the door and look at the reality of the situation. Nonetheless, he's become this figure that is polarizing and is the subject of national media talk shows and the ranting shows and everything else. And he's
the ranting shows.
Well, it is.
I love that. I'm going to steal that. That's perfect.
You can use it.
He who yells loudest gets point across best.
Les used to host a show called Cleveland Rants. Well, these are the ranting shows.
I like that.
And well, that's what they are.
No, you're 100% right.
They scream at each other and they make no sense.
I agree with you.
But the ranting shows talk all about Shedeur. So our media went up to the third string quarterback to get his opinion on.
Before we get this, we need to alert our fans what's happening.
All right.
Shedeur.
Yep.
Okay. We are now the Shafan.
Where's Shafan?
Please address us accordingly.
So the local media went up to Shedeur to get his thoughts about Dylan Gabriel being named the starter and Joe Flacco being named the backup and Shedeur being the third string quarterback. In other words, his status didn't change. The other two quarterbacks did. And here's what he had to say.
Vocally, anything to say about
it? I guess it's tough to have it on. I guess one more. I guess what do you think you have to show to the coaches just to have them have that belief in you that you can be ready?
Shedeur's mouth is moving here, by the way.
What can you say?
So, in other words, they asked him questions, and he sat there and moved his mouth but didn't say anything.
Pantomimed answers, if you prefer.
Yeah, I don't like that word, but that's exactly what he did. So he moved his mouth and nothing came out. And later, Adam Schefter of ESPN said that was in response to Rex Ryan. And what Rex Ryan said about Shedeur earlier in the week, again, one of the ranting shows, and Rex Ryan, former head coach of the Jets and longtime defensive coordinator, saying things that weren't very flattering about Shedeur. And so that's apparently, according to Schefter, what that response was. Schefter didn't quote anybody as to exactly, here's where my source is on this, but that's what he did. But I saw that yesterday, and I thought, I had numerous thoughts on it. The number one thought I had was this. Your team is 1-3. This is not the time to be cute and funny and to bring attention to yourself. Your team is 1-3. There's a problem. And the team right now chooses a different quarterback, two different quarterbacks other than you to lead this team. If you're looking for leadership to run a team that's offense isn't very good, are you going to use a guy like Joe Flacco, who went out yesterday after being benched and met with the media and spoke and took the high road. Are you going to use a guy who stepped to the mic yesterday and sounded like a starting quarterback with confidence and poise in Dylan Gabriel? Or are you going to use a guy who, with a record of 1-3, goes back and pantomimes, maybe in an attempt to take a shot at a guy who's a national media figure now? That doesn't show any leadership, and it doesn't put him in a good light. And I'm pulling for the kid. I hope Gabriel goes out and is fantastic. And when Shador gets his chance, I hope he goes out and is fantastic. But that was a really bad look, and I thought it was a really silly and not very bright move.
It is a move that is incredibly immature. It is a move that is not necessary. It is a move that is look at me.
He's a pro now. He's not in high school playing for his dad as offensive coordinator or in college playing for his dad.
It is a move that brings attention to something that is not a positive thing for the team and doesn't put anybody in a position to succeed. It is a move of someone who doesn't realize how shaky the ground might be that is under him. Because I know no one wants to hear this, and I don't want to say it. But at some point this month,
do it anyway.
Deshaun Watson is going to walk in the door with a doctor handing him a clean bill of health. They are not going to keep five quarterbacks.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
It's on this roster. So somebody's got to go. Are you moving on from Bailey Zappe, who has said nothing, and to our knowledge has done everything that they've wanted you to do? Or are you looking at a fifth-round pick that you're not paying a whole bunch of money to, who is had an opportunity to become the backup, is now the third string? Again, might be politics, all that kind of stuff. I don't know. I'm not in the locker room. But is bringing attention to himself and not bringing attention to the team. That's what stood out to me.
Dan, you're 1-3 and you're trying to be cute.
Fifth round picks get cut all the time.
You're 1-3 and you're trying to be cute.
Because they don't make a ton of money.
I just thought, oh.
I thought the same thing. I thought, what good is this doing? What positive are you giving to yourself? What positive are you giving to the team from doing this? Now, again, at 37, it's really easy for me to look at somebody who's 23 and go, hey, you probably shouldn't have done that. You know, it's a lot easier, and especially in the moment and that stuff, and there's a level of, well, some level of maturity. I would not call myself mature in any way, shape, or form. I'm an overgrown child. But, like,
valid.
There's some, you can look at that and go, that's childish, and that's not going to get you where you want to go, bud.
See, that's what I think, too. It doesn't help him any. And I wonder, and I don't know the answer to this. I wonder what Myles Garrett thought of that. Because you can be sure that, you know, word's gotten around. I wonder what Denzel thought of that. I wonder what Joel Bitonio or Wyatt Teller thought of that. It's like, this is the guy who might end up leading our football team.
And I want Shedeur Sanders to succeed.
I want him to succeed, it
means the Browns are succeeding.
I want him to be great.
And it means we have another quarterback, and good quarterbacks equals watchable football, and I am here for every team to be watchable. I do not want clunker Thursday nighters. I do not want clunker Monday nighters. I want to watch good quarterback play and good football. So I want the kid to succeed. It's just you see those moments and you're like, oh, buddy, that didn't help. That's not helping your cause.
And Dan, you wonder, is his behavior similar to that in meetings or around the team? And might that be a reason why he is where he is on the depth chart? Or is where he is on the depth chart just based on all of their preseason stuff and what they've seen so far on the football field? We don't know the answer to that. All I know, I don't think he put himself in a very good light with his shtick there. Chuck is in Shaker. Chuck.
How are you, Chuck?
Hey, guys, listen, you know what? They just need to get rid of this kid. I mean, it's like he'd be damned if he do, damned if he don't. You know, if he had said something, then it would have been some more controversy talk, you know.
Let me push back at you a little bit, Chuck, because if he would have went in front of the microphone and he would have said, hey, coach's decision, I'm in here working hard. I'm trying to learn this as hard as I can. I want to be the backup quarterback. I'm working to work my way up the ladder. But coach thinks I need more work, which means I need more work. And if he would have said that, boom, no issues, no problems.
How many times have he said that already? I mean, you know, he's done that in the past. When my turn come, I'll be ready. You know, it ain't my call. He's done said that. I know what he's done said already. How many times he got to say it? It's like, you know, hey, there's other teams want him by now. So they need to try to make a move. I'm getting a little sick of this.
I don't know that other teams want him, Chuck, because other teams passed on him four and sometimes five times.
I think if you put him on a practice squad, he'd get snapped up.
Well, I'm sure he would, but Bailey Zappi got snapped up, Dan.
100%.
I mean,
you're right.
Quarterbacks,
I'm not arguing with you.
Quarterbacks get snapped up all the time.
But it's one of those, again, I push back, Chuck, because you're right. He has said it before. But when you are once again put in a situation where something has changed, there's two ways to go about this. Either one, hey, man, I don't have any comment from the media right now. I just want to get better. Or two, say what, you know, lay this out that way of, hey, coach doesn't think I'm there yet. I think I can get there. I'm going to work hard to get there.
The other day when he made the comments, you know, that he thought he was ready to play, guess what? Good. Glad he feels that way. I really am. I'm glad he feels that way.
There's nothing wrong at any point of looking at media members and go, man, if I open my mouth right now, I'm going to get myself in trouble. So I'd rather not. But I appreciate you coming to me.
Or he could. I mean, he could have said what he felt.
Yeah, or said what you feel.
He could have said what he felt.
Mm-hmm.
And if it was this, I think I'm the best quarterback here. And I think I should be starting. Guess what? Great. I'm glad you feel that way.
Exactly.
That's great. Glad you feel that way.
Show it, because clearly you believe it, so make other people believe too by getting on the field and executing.
We were just chatting about Shedeur Sanders.
Hang on.
2020. Shedeur.
Just give the warning.
We were talking about Shedeur Sanders.
I want all of you to see Jeff's face when I do that.
Antics yesterday.
It's so worth it.
And I will say they were antics. You know, I mean, he did something to try and elicit a response and everything else and try and be cute. So that's all well and good. And if you missed it, he was asked some questions in the locker room and he opened his mouth but didn't speak and kind of, you know, pantomimed what he was going to say. Okay, that's what he thought was a good idea. I don't think it was a good idea. Your team's 1-3. Okay, I would think that the other guys in the locker room wouldn't really be appreciative of some guy making light of a situation or whatever. That said, who knows? I had something like this happen once many years ago. The Indians traded for Jesse Orozco or signed Jesse.
That's a name I haven't heard.
I forget how Jesse got here. Maybe
he pitched till he was like 45.
Yeah. You know what? I think they signed him in the offseason and we're in the locker room in the old stadium.
I remember it was an Oriole for years and years. Not important.
And I went up to Jesse, you know, see if we could chat with him. And I introduced myself and said, hey, can we talk to you for a couple of minutes? He went, my voice is kind of... And I looked at him and I went, okay, I got it, Jesse. Started to walk away and I hear, oh, no, man, come on back. Okay, thanks. But see, that was just me. You know, it wasn't standing in front of... And it was me in 1988, 89, when social media didn't exist.
Right.
When there weren't all the ranting TV shows, where all the hype wasn't here. Shador knew what he was doing.
He knew what it would cause.
And by golly, it did, and it has. 216-474-0092 is the number to join us. Terry is in Kent, home of the Golden Flashes. What's up, Terry?
How goes it, Terry?
How you guys doing today?
Very well, thank you.
I just want to talk a little bit about what Shador did. I do believe what he did was childish. But I will say this, no matter if he would have spoke or not spoke, every time he opened his mouth, he get tore apart. He expressed confidence in himself last time he opened his mouth, and the media still tore him apart for it.
Not this media.
Not this media, Terry.
Hold on.
National media, like y'all speak. The national media, as y'all been talking about.
I'll give you that. I will give you that. He got Rex Ryan... said some things that he didn't appreciate about that.
So no matter if he speaks or not, every time he opens his mouth, he gets killed. I don't know what they expect him to do at this point.
All right, Terry, that's a good question.
Good point.
You know, what do you expect him to do? You know what I expect him to do? I expect him to, and you don't have to fall in line. Okay, all guys don't have to be the same. What I do think you have to do is be professional. And, you know, Shador is learning to be a professional, just as all the other rookies are. I think you have to be professional. And I also have to think, if you're in that situation, you could be the leader of this football team one day. And I think you have to show some leadership and some, as stupid as this sounds, some team spirit. You're 1-3. You know, and I'm not going to tell him what he should have said or anything else, but we all know that there are things he could have said that would have gone over okay and put himself in a very good light.
Absolutely.
And, you know, but he chose to take a different path, which is certainly his prerogative. Quentin is in Cleveland. Hey, Quentin.
All right, Quentin.
How you doing?
We're all right.
All right. Hey, I agree with the last two callers. I feel like every single time this guy Shador Sanders open his mouth, there's something bad said. I mean, this guy cannot be himself because every time he tried to be himself, he get hit across the head. The guy didn't do anything wrong. He didn't open his mouth. He didn't say anything this time. So the national media.
No,
he did open his mouth.
Quentin, he did open his mouth.
He opened his mouth,
but he didn't say anything.
You know, but see, what does that do, Quentin? It has phone lines lit up.
Hang on, Quentin, stop.
It has phone lines lit up. People screaming. Well, he didn't do it. Yes, he did. He made a mockery of the whole thing. He made a mockery out of the decision. He made a mockery out of the media asking him about it. Personally, I don't think the media should be bugging a third-string quarterback.
Agreed.
I agree
with that. So let me ask you one question.
Yeah, go.
What's the problem with him acting or performing the way he performed? This guy's been a solid guy throughout training camp. He has not given anybody any backlashes or anything. This guy needs his opportunity to show that he is the person who we as fans of Cleveland feel like he are.
All right, Quentin.
We want to see him.
Well, not all fans of Cleveland think he's ready to go. Maybe he is.
I am beyond appreciative Quentin, of everything that he has done in the community. I am beyond appreciative of all of that stuff. It is awesome how he has stepped in and been great since he has been here. I want the kid to succeed. It is one of those moments.
Why should he carry himself the way you guys want him to carry himself?
No.
What he should carry himself. Joe Montana carry himself the way he did.
All right, Quentin, thanks. What he needs to do is be a professional.
That's it.
What he did yesterday wasn't professional.
Because that doesn't diffuse anything. That doesn't do anything to help any cause that is taking place for Shedeur Sanders, for the Cleveland Browns, or for any of the ranchos and people calling him out for things. That diffuses nothing. If anything, it brings more attention to him.
Which, okay, if that's what you want, that's okay too. It's just, and look, folks, he can do anything he wants. Been covering pro sports for a very long time. I've seen starting quarterbacks. I've seen backup quarterbacks. I know how quarterbacks who are the leader of the team are supposed to lead. That wasn't it.
And there are a lot of ways to get the job done and be a leader and be excellent. And there are a lot of different ways. There are bigger personalities. There are smaller personalities. There is everything that comes with it. And there are a lot of ways to get this done. I don't think that helps a coaching staff put you in a better position to succeed or want to give you more opportunity.
I wonder how it plays with his teammates and how it plays overall in the locker room. I don't know. Brandon is in Shaker Heights. Hello, Brandon.
Welcome.
What's up, fans? How you doing?
Well, thank
doing
you.
Well.
That's good. I just want to say it's more than one way to skin a cat, okay?
Brandon, if you don't mind, you sound distant. Are you on speakerphone?
I am. Hold on. Let me.
Yeah, if you could take us off real quick. I appreciate it, man.
I got you.
We want to hear what you say.
Can you hear me now?
Much better. Thank you. Thank you. Now, what do you want to cover?
No, I was just saying that it's more than one way to skin a cat. And with that being said, just because he's not your cookie cutter type of quarterback, the way that you want him to lead the team, that's not him. And you also got to remember who his dad is. Like, That Deion Sanders is his father. So you got to expect something like this is going to happen from Shedeur Sanders. And that's just the way it is. Now, I don't think it did anything to help, nor it didn't hurt the team by any means.
Well, it didn't hurt.
Because
he
opened his mouth and no words came out.
Brandon, I understand what you're saying there. I'm just telling you. I've covered pro sports in this town for a very, very long time. It's not the way a starting quarterback, a professional quarterback, is supposed to lead a team.
I will also add in.
He can do anything he wants. That's just not it. It usually, in my estimation, in my experience, is not the way to get guys in the locker room to follow you and to embrace you as your leader. Now, if he gets on the football field and he lights it up, nobody gives a you-know-what.
Exactly. Sweet.
So,
let's
great.
Roll.
And I hope when he gets his chance, Dan, that that's exactly what he does. I can't tell you how much I would like to see Dylan Gabriel succeed. I can't tell you how much I would like to see Shedeur Sanders succeed. Right now, Dylan's getting the shot. Shedeur might get his, and I hope he just knocks it out of the park.
So what this does, though, is I bet you I have not talked to a single media member again. They are across the pond in London.
Daryl Ryder isn't. He was. We'll get Daryl's thoughts on this coming up at 1 o'clock.
Tommy Rees will be asked about this.
You bet he will.
If Joel Bitonio speaks today, he will be asked about this.
They
may end up asking Jim Schwartz about this. And I bet you Kevin Stefanski gets asked about it on Friday.
This goes back to this. Did everybody like being asked about Deshaun Watson all the time? Did everybody like being asked about LeBron all the time?
Did we like being asked about Johnny Manziel all the time?
Exactly right.
That's what this does.
And that's where this is, without question. Robert is in Cleveland. Hello, Robert.
How are you, Robert?
Hey, how you doing?
Well.
Yeah, I agree with other callers. My thing is this. Like the guy said, if he says the thing and doesn't say anything, it's a song came out a long time ago. I don't know if you guys are familiar with that. It's called Seems Like I Gotta Do Wrong for Somebody to Notice Me. And that's what's happening with Shedeur. And why are you talking to a third-string quarterback anyway?
I couldn't agree with you more, Robert.
Talk to the guys that gave you the 1-3 record. He didn't do it. That's who you should be talking to.
Couldn't agree with you more.
Agreed.
And they did, by the way. And the quarterback who got benched because of it stood there. Now he's an 18-year pro. You know, he gets
excuse me, I'm sorry. That's another point I wanted to bring you up. Now, you're saying as far as a leader goes. Look what Flacco did. Is that a leader?
Well, it was when they made him the starting quarterback and everybody embraced him.
But is he still a leader?
I mean, he's still a leader. Yeah. But hey, Robert, I never thought Joe Flacco should be the starting quarterback of this team. So
we agree there. We agree there.
But I'll give Flacco credit for one thing.
What's that?
If you got fired, would you want a bunch of microphones in front of you talking about why you got fired? I mean, that guy walked out there after he got fired. That guy walked out there and talked to the media about why he got fired.
He's still getting paid, though.
Oh, heck yeah. I mean, first and the 15th, it's still right there.
He's still getting paid.
But he didn't have to do it.
He's still getting paid.
But even if that happened, man, that's the last thing I want to do on this earth. Like, I give Flacco credit for that. I also give him credit for throwing a boatload of interceptions and running an inept offense. But
hey, you guys, hey, go Guardians.
Go Guardians, right, go Browns, man.
All right,
appreciate it. See, this is the thing. We're sitting here talking about something really stupid. Okay? It's really stupid. It's stupid what happened. It's stupid we're talking about it. It's stupid that people have jumped all over it. And it's, to me, it's preposterous that a guy who, for now, is the third string quarterback of the team is the guy that people are focusing on, national folks in particular, when it comes to talking about the Cleveland Browns. It's preposterous to me. And again, I wouldn't have done what he did yesterday. I wouldn't have advised him to do what he did yesterday. If it works for him, great. But right now he's waiting his turn. Will his turn happen? Maybe. Will it happen here? Maybe. We'll see. I just truly don't think he did himself any favors.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen and Anthony Lima. Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show. Your way and on your time.